Good evening, and as usual, we go straight into a round which brings in Dave Lee on the piano. This is the round where members of each team sing a song, taking alternate words. Now, if you make a mistake, I shall make you start again faster. Every time you make a mistake. And if you get through the song without making a mistake, you may elect to get to sing it faster for an extra mark. Barry and Graham, your song now is Mersey Doats.
Mersey.
Doats eat toads.
Sorry about that.
Right, you have to take it a bit faster.
It, Humphrey.
A little bit faster, Dave.
Just reading it, right.
Doats
and
dozy,
doats
and
little
lambsy,
divey
and
kiddly,
divey
to
wouldn't
you?
Yes,
Mersey,
doats
and
dozy,
doats
and
little
lambsy,
divey kiddly,
divey
to
wouldn't
you?
If
the words
sound queer
and
funny
to
your
ear,
a
little
bit
jumbled
and
divey
sing,
Mersey,
eat boats and
those
eat oats and
little
lambs,
ivy.
Oh,
Mersey,
Doats,
and Dozy,
and...
Well, there's been you've been challenged there by Tim. It all broke down a bit there. Do you want to try it faster, or will you settle for one mark? You settle for one mark.
Right. Oh. A man of taste.
Oh, I'll settle for
maximum
the challenge.
Marks.
Settle for Tim's challenge.
Right.
Yes.
Bill and Tim, you can go for maximum marks for this round, which is one. And your song is Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh, you...
Oh!
We'll settle for that, yes.
Just reading the words.
Yes. Right. Shall we start now?
Yeah, we'll start
a little bit.
Tell us when you want us to start, any time, Humphrey.
Right.
A little bit faster now.
Oh,
you.
Pretty chitty bang bang.
Chitty
chitty bang bang. We love you. And our pretty chitty bang bang. Chitty chitty bang bang. Loves us too. High, low, anywhere we go. On chitty chitty we...
Now, I'm sorry, it wasn't very good, only
no, it wasn't
one.
Very good, was it, Tim?
And we have the point now where I introduce a round that's played at the end of the programme in order to give the teams time to think of silly names for people arriving at the North Americans ball. The North Americans ball team.
Is this a raffle?
Now we go on to the next round, which is called Sound Charades. And this is the round in which one team has to guess the title of a book, play, or whatever, from the noises made by a member of the opposite team. The audience can help here, again, by applauding when the team that's doing the guessing is getting warmer, and by groaning, which you're very good at, whenever the team is getting colder. Now, Tim and Bill, you can start this one.
Thank you very much.
And while you're preparing to make your noises, our mystery voice will tell the audience at home what their title is.
And it's Madam Butterfly.
Hey! Come here!
I'm sorry, sir. Madam Butterfly.
Oh, yes.
The easy one.
Well, our audience here, and also Bill Oddie, have been informed what the title is by a ball being held up, so everybody is in the picture, except, of course, for Barry and Graham, who've got to guess the title. Tim and Bill, are you ready?
Yes.
Start now.
This is, in fact, a musical production.
An opera.
Two words, but yes. We are going to split those words up into...
Little pieces.
Into little pieces.
And sell
an
them
article.
Four and six a dozen. No, okay. And we're going to split the first word into two halves, and we're doing the first half of the first word.
First half of the first word.
Right.
Okay.
That's the first half of the first
word.
Yeah.
It started.
Yes.
We thought you were just being yourselves.
No.
Potty. No.
Close.
Close. What was that? Potty.
Potty. Aida. Loony. Like, no.
Aida. No, Aida. Not Aida.
Loony's very close.
Good one, Graham. Daft. Daft.
Daffy.
Daffy. Silly. Silly.
Are they keeping their hands warm or something, aren't they?
Stupid.
It's raining.
Stupid.
No.
Not
Man.
Tommy Cooper.
Man!
Two syllables. Two
don't,
syllables.
Just
two
don't leap in. You know.
Two syllables.
Don't
no,
leap
I wouldn't
in.
Leap in.
No. Second syllable.
Word, which only Bill can do.
No, no. On the contrary, only Tim can do.
Man. Now is the winter of our discontent.
Richard May. III. Mad Richard III.
Mad Richard III is an idea, but
Mad Crookback.
Have I told you the one about the man who was walking down the street and he said, what, pardon me?
Mad Tim Taylor,
bit,
no.
Overacting
no.
a bit, eh?
Mad.
Man overacting.
Or to give you another clue.
Yes.
Mad Pig.
Mad Pig. Mad Pork. Ham.
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 Mad Ham. Wait, quickly.
Madam. Madam.
What can the next pig be?
Don't jump to any conclusions, you might be wrong.
Let them suffer, we're not going to help.
All right.
Hear it. Yes.
And the second word.
Where's the rest?
We're sure how we're going to do this.
Do the rest of the word. We do the rest of the word in two syllables, but straight through, okay?
I believe you.
First two syllables of the final word.
No, don't! No, don't do that to that lady! Don't do that to that...
Madam Virgin Cow.
And you're never going to get it, are you? A final clue.
Don't butt her.
Butt her. Don't butt her.
Oh, and a final clue.
Madam Butter Concord.
I've got it.
What?
Got it.
What? Cozy Fan Tutti.
Ah, right.
A try.
Right.
It's either that or Madam Butterfly.
Only a reserve, you understand.
I'd like to tell the audience listening at home that the teams here do not know in advance the answers. Barry and Graham get 2 marks for that. I've really forgotten why, but... now, Barry and Graham, it's your turn to make the noises. Tim and Bill, your turn to do the guessing. And once again, for you listening at home, here's our mystery voice to tell you the title.
And it's Lord of the Flies. Lord of the Flies.
This is a book and a film.
Who is it?
Book and a film.
You really?
Oh, yes.
Book and a film.
Really
book and a film, right.
Book and a film.
Barry and Graham.
We're going to do it all of a piece. Right. Here we go.
Evening all. Zip, zip. Zip, 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 zip.
Can you do it again, please?
Yes? Would you like it piece by piece?
Would you like it segmented?
Sergeant Butterflies.
Warm, warm. We'll do it a bit at a time for
right.
you.
Would you do it a bit at a time? Thank you.
Evening all.
PC Sergeant.
PC Sergeant. Dixon.
No, Dixon.
Dixon.
Zed Car. PC.
Well.
Sergeant. Blue
arm.
Trousers.
The long arm of the copper. The long arm.
Long arm.
Of the law.
Second bit.
Law.
Answer it, someone.
Yes.
Oh, clever.
Pigeon.
Law pigeon. Law.
Stool pigeon. No. Pigeon. Dove.
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 Law. Dove.
Zip, 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 zip.
The buttons.
Law.
Lord of the things we don't like to talk.
Lord of the trousers, okay?
That's it. You're always looking for an opening.
Can
Kindly adjust your guess. Lord of the Flies?
No.
That brings the scores up to 15 and a half each. I don't know why you clapped. It's out of a possible 75. Right. Now, we go on to the next round, which stars Dave Lee at the piano and About Time too. In this round, Dave Lee will play a tune, and one of you must start a story relating to the title of that tune. Dave will then, on your instructions, change the tune, and a member of the opposite team will take up the story, but fitting it to the new tune, all of which is no doubt crystal clear. We're going to start with Bill Oddie. Dave Lee, will you introduce the first tune, please?
Concerns a rugby match, actually. Concerns a rugby match. And it was against, I think it was England and Wales, if I remember rightly. Terrible game. Except there was one try scored. And after the ball was over the post, it bounced and bounced out of the ground. Whereupon it was caught by an old lady. Who immediately... Who put her teeth in and then said...
I wouldn't be here now but for successful cardiac surgery in the United States of America.
At that moment, a rugby ball hit her on the head. And she exclaimed...
There must be something wrong with me. I keep hearing piano music in my head. Perhaps it is the spell that was cast over me by the wicked wizard who lives in the wood, who practices not only white magic, but all sorts of assortments. One day, when I was in the wood, I came to this gingerbread house, and outside was a little furry cat with little bells on its head. And the little cat sprang up into the tree and whistled like a bird. And the reason it did this was because...
its name was Georgia. And it was a male cat. Therefore, it was by definition a witch. And a silence fell on the land.
You're right.
And in the silence... I'm an expert. And in the silence... And in the silence was heard a voice crying from the back.
Crying from the back, give me a taxi! he called to the driver of the taxi, who happened to be called Raymond, and therefore had to shout, "Hey, cabbie Ray." Get me a taxi, which he did. Having leapt into the taxi, he drove straight off to Birmingham and went to see...
Where else?
And went to see Frankie Vaughan at the Alexandra Theatre there.
Great.
And Frankie Vaughan came onto stage, took one look at the audience and shouted...
There's only three of them out there. I don't think they can see me. They're as quiet as mice.
He hurried back to his dressing room. And there, clapping a hand to his astonished brow, he reeled against the wall, because there on the dressing room floor, he saw...
the end of maneuvers in August. When all the soldiers take their autumn leaves and stop and go home, and they say to their children when they get to the end of the story, "That is the end." That's not a very good ending to this story.
Good enough for me.
Thank you.
Ah! Well, I think for that round, we'll ask the audience to decide. If you agree, clap. Now, we want to get moving on this, so this is a quick game, very, very simple. And those of you listening at home can join in. This is called I Spy in One, and if you get four in a row, you score one mark, but it's worth doing anyway. Now, we'll start now with Barry Cryer, and will you give Graham your first I Spy?
Certainly, Humphrey. I spy with my little eye something beginning with G.
Glasses. Yes, right, my turn. I spy with my little eye something beginning with S.
Correct, yes. I spy with my little eye something beginning with H.
Hair.
Yes.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with D.
Dirty book.
Yes.
Yes, I...
Right, you've got your four in a row.
Thank you,
Humphrey. Stop there before we get any further. So that gives you one mark. Now, Tim, will you start your teams?
Certainly,
I spy.
Humphrey.
Thank you.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with M.
Microphone.
Right.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with G-O-W.
Glass of water.
Correct.
I spy with my little eye something with lead in it beginning with P.
Pencil.
Right. Your turn.
I spy with my little eye something beginning with T.
Ton of coal.
Yes.
Right, that doesn't make very much significant difference to the score, so we go on to the next round. And this round, an interesting one. In this round, a member of one team starts singing a song and then stops on a word in the lyric. This is called pick-up song, for reasons which will probably never become apparent to you, but that's what it's called. A member of the opposing team must then take up that word but sing a different song incorporating that word.
They are meant to...
Graham Garden, will you start with the song, please?
I belong to Glasgow, dear. Dear. Dear Ken John Peel.
No.
To Ken John Peel at the break of day. Day.
Day in, day out, that same.
Same moon.
Same moon.
Is there any more to this song? Same moon. Moon.
Heard anything yet?
Again?
Yes.
Moon.
River.
Easy. Wider. Still and wider.
Oh, how did it go?
Shall
our bounds.
Bounds are rather lovely. Bounds are rather grand. Bounds are really...
We have a challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor. What's
I'd
your
like to know who's
challenge?
Published that song. He just made it up.
Do you want to do another round of that one?
No, but we're
not really, but we will. Yeah.
All right. Right. And we'll start then. Barry, will you start this one?
Please.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh.
Oh, you beautiful doll, you great big beautiful.
Beautiful.
Sorry, Graham.
Beautiful.
Sorry.
Thank you, Barry.
Sorry very much.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. That's something, isn't it? No. If you don't say drink.
Morning, oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful...
No, you haven't.
Is that a challenge?
No, not at all. Just a fact.
Wonderful. Copenhagen. Something
else. Just be careful, that's all.
Dear old queen.
Nothing personal, Barry.
No, it's all right. Gets me seats on the tube. Queen of England, Rose of England, are you, published by Second Warburg?
Oh, very much.
On which patriotic note, I'm going to stop that game.
Thank you, Humphrey. Thank you.
And announce that the score is 23 to Barry and Graham, 24 to Bill and Tim. In this next round, I'm going to ask the audience to do a little bit of judging here. By the length and volume of your applause, we shall award marks in this next round, which is our round called Garble. For this round, I'm going to give each team a situation to improvise, but the improvisation must be in garble. No recognisable words at all, and you'll be penalised. And I'd like you judges out there in the audience to remember this. They get penalised for using real words. Now, we're going to start with Barry and Graham, and your situation on which to improvise is a Spanish stand-up comic playing Glasgow. A Spanish stand-up comic playing Glasgow.
Ah, a wheel, we say. Chicka, putty, putty, watcha, putty.
È vero. Allora, vorrei fare questo ora, eh? Voglio fare un piano.
Ask the audience to applaud that one again. I forgot to put the stopwatch on. No, I've got it. I've got it. I've got a rough idea. Very rough. Right, now, Bill and Tim. Everything to play for. Your situation is a well-known personality being kidnapped by South American revolutionaries. Or by a South American revolutionary. Make it a bit easier for you.
Same.
A well-known personality being kidnapped by a South American revolutionary.
I ran a lady now, one thing around my mind. Three and nine, one of them gets real warm with that fun point. And one time, one woman, a little way, and she put me in one of them, big thing, that's forever been. Now, when you remember me, I was very comfortable, and she's going to a little thing, quiet, and start, it's really enough. All right?
Nobody
kidnapped
him. Quick.
We have only
to
swim a little way.
It's me and my... Oh, what am I saying?
Both the same.
I don't know now. You ask why you're first men or something. Oh, why? Do I smell men or something? Why do I smell one?
Very much in the morning.
Barry and Graham obviously won that one.
Thank you.
So that puts them at 28 and Bill and Tim at 25. And we come now to the final round, and this is the point in the programme where I take it easy. In fact, I doubt whether I shall be able to get a word in edgeways after this, so because the teams are going to give their late arrivals at the North Americans Ball. Late arrivals at the North Americans Ball. Who's going to start? Right, well, the final score, ladies and gentlemen.
First of the late arrivals at the North American Ball, Mr. and Mrs. Canyon and their grandparents, Grandpa and Gran Canyon. Also arriving, Mr. and Mrs. Cute Steak and their daughter, Barbie. Followed by a rather large party from the beach house.
Oh, yes.
Now, whom you'll have to concentrate very hard on. They go on for a long time. Mr. and Mississippi Steamboat. And their slaves, Mr. and Mrs. Umminmasser. And their son, Isaac Umminmasser.
Oh.
Who habitually calls his master...
What does he call him?
Massachusetts. But who is, in fact,
called Mr. Tun Tea Party.
Why?
And should properly be addressed as the Boss Tun Tea Party. And they're all going straight back to the Dean.
Greg. Greg's a bit in the third act. Graham.
Certainly. Also from the Deep South, Mr. and Mrs. Chapati. And their daughter Lynch Party.
Mr. and Mrs. Cobra and their grandfather and grandmother, their great uncles and aunts, otherwise known affectionately to their friends as a load of old cobras.
Well-known North American family.
From the South, old friends of mine and possibly yours. Mr. and Mrs. Wrights and their daughter Sybil.
Right.
And her friend, Rachel Prejudice.
Mr. and Mrs. Tucky Minstrels and their son, Ken.
Racing up for a final mark and looking rapidly down to see if I can think of anything else.
Mr. and Mrs. Indy Blues. And their Indian cousin who is Singh Indy Blues. Oh.
Mr. and Mrs. Woodbowl Symphony Orchestra. And their son, Ollie Woodbowl Symphony Orchestra.
Oh, blimey.
That puts the score at Graham and Barry, 33. Tim and Bill, 34.
Mr. and Mrs. Ooh. Pyre State Building and their daughter, Emma.
Nice.
Mr. and Mrs. Ass Ranger.
You speak for yourself.
And their son, Ted.
Bill and Jim win this week with 36 points. And Barry,
Mr. and Mrs.
Barry and Graham.
Donut Desert and their son, Harry.
37 points. Sorry. And Barry and Graham, 34 points.
Thank you, Humphrey.
That's all for this week. See you next week. Goodbye now.